Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And the question I want to talk about this week is, how do I learn how to multitask at the academy? And it's a fairly hotly debated topic. Amongst the instructors at the academy, but I'll give you my take on it and how to do it. First off, the short answer, you can't. Okay, so that's the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. No, that's not the end. But multitasking is doing more than one thing at the same time, okay? And if you take that definition literally, you cannot multitask. And as far as I know, the fastest computers do not multitask. Each processor is processing one thing at a time. It just does it so fast that it appears to be doing multiple things at the same time. And as a controller, and especially as a student and or trainee at the academy, you're not to the point where you can even appear to multitask. Now, that is one of your goals, is to get so fast doing things that you appear to be multitasking. Okay, so those of you who are going to the academy, or maybe you're even at the academy, non-radar, radar, it doesn't matter. I think they do the same thing in the tower, but I'm not sure. But at some point, you should get to watch an instructor run a problem. Okay? And what you're going to get from that instructor, and I know this because I used to do it a lot, what you're going to get from the instructor is you're going to watch them run the problem in real time while they are turned around talking to you, discussing the problem, discussing what they're thinking, discussing what their plan is while the problem is going on. Okay? And so if you watch them, it appears as if they're doing more than one thing at a time. It's just But they're not. It's just they have gotten to the point where they can talk to you with a part of their brain that's not required to listen to the frequency. As soon as someone calls on the frequency, that is what they are listening to. That is what they're concentrating on. They're not concentrating on you. Okay? And that ability only comes with practice. And it only comes with a lot of practice. Now, you may get enough time while at the academy to practice enough to get to that point. But you may not. Okay? So, when I was a lead and a lead, and this question would come up, something similar to this question would come up, and the other instructor and I would tell stories about how conversations go on in the control room, even at the center. They do in the tower. They do at the tower that I work out right now. We have conversations all the time. We're talking all the time. But when someone calls, the conversation stops and we talk to the airplanes. Because that's what we're there for. And we know, even after 30, 35 years of doing this, we know that we need to concentrate on what the pilots are saying and what we are saying to the pilots. It's the only way to be safe. So we can be talking, whether it was the control room at Fort Worth Center, whether it was the tower cab, where I am now. We can be talking, and when someone calls, we stop talking, for the most part. Okay? Because we understand what the priority is. And that's the key to being able to appear to be doing multiple things at once. Now, when I was at the center, we had a group come in. They had cleared it with the FAA. The FAA was good with it. So they came in and they offered us some, not really games, but in a certain sense, they were games. They were testing our decision making, how fast we made decisions, how fast we made right decisions, how fast we adapted after not making the right decision to then make the right decision. And, you know, when I was doing it, it was fairly interesting. I mean, we'd go up into our computer lab at work and run these different gaming type things. And a lot of the controllers, they just blew it off. I thought it was fun. And it was a lot of puzzles, a lot of stuff like that, that I enjoyed doing anyway. So after a while, and I forget how many months of data they took, but they came back with some results. And it appears that they had run the same tests with NASCAR race drivers. And they found, after testing controllers, testing NASCAR drivers, that we make decisions at about the same speed. Okay? So, if you think about it, controllers making decisions the same amount or at the same speed that a NASCAR driver is as he's going 180 to 200 miles an hour down a track. That's how fast we make decisions. And by being that fast, we can do multiple things very quickly. And sometimes so quickly that it appears that we are doing more than one thing at a time, when in reality, we're not. I can tell you, my wife will tell me that I cannot watch TV, read a book, do something like that, and have a conversation with her at the same time. One is going to lack. And I have learned over my 36 years of being married, that the one that better suffer is not my conversation with my wife. And so I will concentrate on that conversation to the detriment of whatever I'm watching, whatever I'm reading, whatever I'm listening to. And that is what happens when you try to multitask. One of the things that you're doing is going to suffer. And it may be that
everything you're trying to do is going to suffer. Because you cannot concentrate on all of them. And if you try, then you're going to miss all of them. And all of them are going to lack your full attention. And especially when you're at the academy, you don't have the experience that you can do that. So, having said that, you can get better at doing that. And this is why, especially in the en route part of the academy, that whether it's non-radar or radar, you have to focus on one thing at a time. Do it as quickly as you can. As long as you can do it correctly, because accuracy is so much more important than speed at the academy. Even though everything at the academy points you and pushes you towards getting faster and faster, what you really need to do is get more and more accurate with what you're doing. You need to practice and practice and practice so that you can make the right decision the first time and focus on making the right decision the first time. And as you practice, you will naturally get faster at making those decisions. It just comes with the territory. But don't focus on the speed. Focus on the accuracy. Don't ever in your air traffic control career get so focused on speed that you miss out on the accuracy. And I have seen this many times, and I've talked about it many times on this podcast. Students that I've seen who were so focused on being fast that they were often wrong. And in non-radar, it's very difficult to recover if you're going too fast. That's why most of the time, most of the leads and A-leads will tell you, focus on being smooth. Focus on being, I hate to use the word, but slow. Focus on being right. Don't focus on being fast. If you are focusing on being right, you're focusing on being smooth with the phraseology, with everything, you will be fast. You will be faster than someone who is trying to be fast, is wrong, has to go back and correct it multiple times. Do it right the first time, no matter how long it takes you. And it will take you less time than having to do it multiple times. Okay? So, that's the main thing. Then, once you get the phraseology down, once you get where you can understand why you're giving restrictions in non-radar, once you get there to that point, speed will come if you keep practicing. If you keep practicing. And when you practice, you're not practicing with the goal of becoming faster. You're just practicing to make sure that you continue to get things right. When you're at the academy, you do not ever, in my opinion, you do not ever need to focus whatsoever on speed. Speed will come as a natural consequence of having practiced. It's never about speed. When I worked traffic at Fort Worth Center, it was never about speed. Because even CPCs, they get going so fast. Okay, now if you're on the East Coast and you're in a busy area, the pilot understands you're going to be talking fast. When they contact a facility in Texas, they don't expect you to be talking fast. Sorry, it's just the way it is. And the big thing is, our sectors at Fort Worth Center were so big, for the most part. There were several that were smaller. But you have time. What you need to do instead of being fast is get into a rhythm. The pilots will get into that same rhythm, and you can get so much more done than if you're trying to talk fast to the point where the pilots are having to tell you to say it again. And if you have 20 or 30 airplanes on your frequency and you're trying to sequence them and put them all into one line, you do not have time to repeat yourself. Let me say that again. You do not have time to repeat yourself. You think it's bad trying to sequence 20 or 30 airplanes. Try sequencing twice that much, or 2.5 or 3 times that much. That's what you're doing when you're going so fast that the pilots have to tell you, can you say that again? And you want to really put yourself down the tubes. That's a way to do it. When you get busy is when you have to actually slow down. Be more deliberate. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Be deliberate about what you're saying and what's coming next. Take a second in between calls to make sure you're doing the next thing that you need to do. Then you will naturally pick up speed and get things done and get things accomplished. And at the end of it, you won't realize what kind of time has passed. You'd have that mindset at the academy, and before you know it, the instructor is going to be going, okay, we're done, if it's non-radar. And if it's radar, they're going to be going, okay, give me a briefing. I'm ready for my briefing. And that signifies that the problem is over. You still have to give the briefing. It's worth 5 points. Okay. But you will, if you're doing a task, and you get into a rhythm, the instructor gets into a rhythm, the remotes get into a rhythm. You get into a rhythm, and you're just doing things, and finishing things before you go to the next thing. It's amazing to watch. And you'll be so surprised. Whether it's non-radar, radar, tower, I guarantee it. You'll be so surprised, number one, at just how much time you have to get things done. And when you're watching one of your instructors run one of these practice scenarios, an instructor demo, watch how much time they have to get things done. And the reason they have that time is because when they need to do something, they make the decision right then to do it. They know what they need to do. They know how to do it. They know how to say it, how to enter it into the computer, how to write it on a strip. They don't have to think about all those things. They just do them. That's how much you need to practice. You need to get as close to that point as you can. And that is not about speed. Watch your instructors in the demos. They're not just ripping out a clearance at 100 miles an hour. They're giving a clearance at a good rate, easily understood, where they can write down on the strip, where the remote can write down on the strip in non-radar, where things get done and not misunderstood in radar. They take the time to listen to the readback in both cases. That is how you get things done. And that is why you don't have to multitask. You don't want to multitask. Multitasking means that you're not doing any of the tasks to the full extent of your ability. You're splitting yourself up in 2, 3, or 4 different sections. And I got to tell you, I didn't know any students in my 5 years at the academy that were good enough that they could split into 2, 3, or 4 different parts and still get the jobs done. You have to do one, finish it, do the next, finish it, do the next, finish it. That's how you get things done. 100% of you doing each task, not 25% of you doing 4 tasks at once, not even 50% of you doing 2 tasks at once, 100% of you doing each task until it's finished. And in non-radar, this is why we write the what. And for those of you that don't know what that is, go back to the episode that explains it. That's why you do your what on paper, not in your head. I don't care how good you are. Write it on paper. Because if something comes up and you need to drop that task, that clearance, and go do something else, you have it on paper. You can do it. You don't have to keep it in your head and try and multitask. It's on paper. You forget that. You go to the task at hand. You decide which one is a higher priority. You finish the higher priority task, and then you go to the next one. That is how you pass non-radar. That is how you pass radar. And that is how you become a CPC as an air traffic controller. Same thing. You do one thing at a time. 100% of your attention is on that one thing that you have decided is the priority. Then you go on to the next priority. Then you go on to the next priority. Then you go on to the next priority. And I remember one scenario in radar. And that's all I did. I knew this scenario was going to be heavily focused on what your priority was and having the right priorities. And so I just, on my little scrap paper that I like to write on and keep notes on during the scenario, I just wrote what the priorities were. As the student went through the problem. And the priorities were constantly changing. And as they finished one task, it got lined through. But now, what's the next priority? Okay? And it constantly changes. And being able to change and being able to do that is what is going to make radar, I hate to use this word, somewhat easier. It's never going to be easy. But if you can get to the point where you're not multitasking, but you're doing 100% of you and your attention, your focus is on the task at hand, you finish it, you go to the next task. That's all you have to do.
That is the key.
That's the key in the Enroot Academy. That's the key in the Tower Academy. Tracon, N90, I guarantee it. It's all air traffic control. And it is all about being 100% on the task that you have decided is the priority. The instructor will talk to you about whether it's the right priority. Okay? But you do the task in front of you. Like I said, as you practice and practice and practice and practice, you will get faster. And if you don't believe me, they were also, I don't know if they do this in the tower. I know they do it en route. They let you go in
while you're in the classroom.
Before you get to the labs, they'll let you walk in and watch a class that's running some scenarios in the lab. And I guarantee you, when you're watching someone that's ahead of you, you're amazed at what they're doing. And there are going to be some of you that are going to be going, I can't do that. Well, fast forward 2 or 3 weeks, you're in the lab, and this class comes in. They're still in the classroom. They come in to watch you. And they're thinking the same thing about you that you were thinking about someone else 2 or 3 weeks ago. But these people are looking at you and going, I'll never be able to do that. My answer to that is, if you don't practice, yes, you'll never be able to do that. You'll be correct. If you practice
and practice and practice and practice and practice and never settle
for where you are, never settle for where you are. And that's not just at the academy. That's at your first facility, your second facility, your last facility. Never settle for the controller that you are today. Get better and be a better controller tomorrow than you were today. Learn from any mistakes you made today. Okay? But like I said, it's not ever about speed. It's about getting better and better and better at making the right decision. That is what air traffic control is about. It's about making right decisions more often than we make wrong ones. Oh, believe me, you're going to make some wrong decisions. You're going to make mistakes. I did. In my career, I made, in 26 years in the FAA, I made a bunch of mistakes. In 5 years at the academy,
I was perfect at the academy.
It's not real traffic. In the 5 years since the academy,
with real traffic, I've made mistakes.
The key is, when you make a mistake, you don't give up. And you figure a way out of it. And that is what distinguishes the good air traffic controllers from the great air traffic controllers. And your goal
should always be to be a great air traffic controller. And when you get to that point,
continue to get better. Continue to get better.
You will get faster. Speed kills.
It just does. Be accurate. Be smooth.
Know how to say it. Know why you're saying it the way you're saying it. Know the rules.
Know the phraseology. Know the strip marking. Know your LOAs. And practice and practice and practice.
You will never have to work on speed.
speed will come. And speed will come to the point where it looks like you're multitasking. But you aren't. You're just so fast that it looks like you are. Okay? That's my take on multitasking. I do know that there are instructors at the academy, and as far as I know, they're still there, who have a different idea about multitasking. But I would argue my case. But more than anything, I want each one of you to know that it's never about speed. It's always, 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 always going to be about accuracy. Okay. Thank you so much again for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. I'm always and continually amazed at the audience that I have. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for encouraging me to continue. Thank you for positive feedback. But more than anything, again, just know that I am here to help you along what I think is, again, I'll say it again, one of the most amazing careers you could ever want to be a part of. Air traffic control is not for everybody. It's not. That's why not everybody does it. But if it is for you, it is a fascinating, mostly rewarding.
Although sometimes you wish you got that
the career got a little bit more recognition for what we do. But, you know, flying under the radar, so to speak, is not necessarily a bad thing. It means we're doing our job and no one notices, and that's okay. Because we know, and pilots know, and they do appreciate it. So, hang in there, no matter where you are. And I know paychecks are about to stop if they don't get the shutdown figured out. Paychecks are about to stop. The academy is about to stop. But hang in there. It's I've been through it many, many times, both in the FAA and since. Went through it many times at the academy. You will get through it. And you will come out to the other side. Just try to prepare for the next one, because there will be another one. It's almost guaranteed. But I do want you to know that I am here for you. That's the only reason I'm here, is for you. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have anything that you want to talk about, air traffic or anything else, let me know. You can send me an email. It's the same email, Tom Haines, TOMHANES, at SideBySideATC, not SideBySideATV, SideBySideATC.com. Or you can text me at 817-233-8199. Let me know you want to get together or you have a question. Be more than happy to answer your question or arrange a phone call or whatever you want, whatever you need. Just let me know. And the website is SideBySideATC.com. You can find out about the coaching programs that I have. I'm still working on the videos. They're coming along slowly, but they are coming along. And until next week, whatever part of this journey you're on, just don't try and do it alone. Make sure you have someone there with you that can go through it with you side by side. Have a great week.